case number 10,584, David E. and Teresa Rowe, north of Road 270A, north of Ramblewood Drive North, being Lot 37 within Fieldwood Development. A variance from the side and rear yard setback requirements.
Names and addresses, please.
David E. Rowe, Sr., 2054 Ramblewood Drive, Ramblewood Beach.
Teresa Rowe, Sr. Drive.
Okay, and you both swear affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Gentlemen, my name is Norman Barnett. I'm the attorney for the applicant in this case. I believe in your packages there's a memo that my partner, Mr. Schaub, sent along with the application, basically explaining what happened here. Mr. and Mrs. Rowe purchased this property in October of last year, and they purchased it from an estate of a Mr. Linton, who owned this property. And on the back of the property, there were two garages. This property is in the Fieldwood Development, and the rear portion of the property line, adjoins wetlands and then the state park. So it's not a buildable area behind them. What happened is apparently Mr. Linton built these garages too close to the side yard setback line. He had the property filled in, so the other adjoining lots sloped down, and this one has the buildings on it. But as you can see from the survey, one of the garages, the very small one, is virtually on the side yard line, and the larger one is a few feet away. Essentially, what they're seeking here is a variance from that side yard setback for both buildings, and on the rear yard, 3 foot, I believe, 3 foot nine from the rear yard on the larger garage. And they can explain or answer any questions, and I guess I should ask a few questions just to, for the record in the matter. You both have read the application and the letter of Mr. Schaub.
Yes.
Send in. Okay. And as far as to the best of your knowledge, that information is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the setback issue that came up here, it wasn't anything that you folks had anything to do with?
No. The buildings have been there.
Right. And they've been there, as I understand, for approximately?
In the 80s. Middle 80s, I think.
Okay. Would this variance affect the essential character of the neighborhood in any way?
No.
Okay. And will it impair in any way the use of the adjoining properties?
No.
Okay. And do you believe it would be detrimental to the public welfare in any way?
No.
Okay. And it is would be a substantial hardship for you to somehow or the other correct that violation?
Yes.
Thank you. Nothing further.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I guess the only question I had, Mrs. Isaacs, was there a CO issued on the buildings?
No. Permits were issued or obtained, but no COs
okay.
have been issued.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Barnett has addressed the standards for granting a variance, and I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,584.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,584. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.